Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah, Daf Dalid, in the Art School Lois Vodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha base and the bottom of Gimel Amud base. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad, now we're going to, Mishnah is going to come and explain how we change the days of reading the Megillah. Chal Yois B'Sheni, if Purim fell on a Monday, meaning if Yudalid B'Odor fell on a Monday, Kfarim Vayoros K'doylois, the villages and the big cities, Koyim Bari Bayoim, they're both going to read on Yudalit, because the Kfarim do not move when Purim falls on the right day, meaning it falls on a Monday or a Thursday. Umokovus Chom on the Machar, and the surrounded cities, they read the Megillah the next day, meaning on Tezvav, as they usually do. Continues the Mishnah Dav Dal and Mudalef, Chal Yoyz Bishlishi or Birivi, if Purim falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, Kfarim Magdimim Leyoy Makniso, so the villages are moved to Yoy Makniso, which means to Monday, so either one day early or 2 days early. And the open cities read the Megillah on that day, which is Yudalit, and the surrounded cities at Tisvav. Says the Gemara, Kol Hende Tanin and Chal Yoyz Barbosor Anon Kayomim. Meaning the Mishnah, when it says Chal, referring to the Yudalit Odor, when Yudalit Odor fell, meaning we talk about the date of Yudalit Odor, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's clearly from the Mishnah, because it says Mukovas Chayim Alamachar, because the surrounded cities are reading tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Because we talk about Yudalit, they read the next day in Tezvav. We said if Purim falls on a Monday, and we'll see when Purim falls on a Shabbos. It says that will not be anymore. We don't do this in our calendar. Why not? If Purim falls on a Monday, Yom Kippur is Bechad B'Shubo. So then Yom Kippur will be on a Sunday. When if you say Purim is on Shabbos, so then the Yom Kippur is on a Friday. Meaning, if you just go continue the sequence of Chodesh Mol and Chodesh Chaser from Purim to Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur will be either a Friday or a Sunday, and then something we don't do. We don't, in our calendar, we never have Yom Kippur, Samuch L'Shabbos, because we don't have the vegetables to get spoiled, we don't have the Mesim to not be able to be Nikvah and be able to be buried, so we don't have Shabbos Yom Kippur, Samuch Zelazeh, so therefore we're very careful that Yom Kippur is not Friday and not Sunday, merely Purim will never be Monday or Shabbos. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Chal Yoyz B'Chamishi, if Purim falls on a Thursday, Kfarim V'Yoros Doz, Kfarim B'Reba Yoyim, they're going to read that day, which is Thursday, or because Chom on the Machar, which is the next day, that's Tezvov. Chal Yoyz Erev Shabbos, if Yudalit falls on a Friday, so then Kfarim Magdimim L'Yoyim Makniso, so then the villages are reading one day early on Thursday. So Yoros Doz, the open cities will read that day because that's Yudalit. And the Mukovas Chaimah, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so you have to do it instead of Thursday, they'll read it Friday together with the big cities. Chal Yoyz B'Shabbos, if Purim falls on a Shabbos, so then Kfarim V'Yoros Doylois, the villages and big cities, they Magdimi Lo'im Akriso, they're all going to read on Thursday. They're not going to be going to Friday, we'll speak about it in the Gemara, but they're moved to Thursday. Umas Kovas Chama L'Machor, and Kovas Chama is going to be reading the next day on Sunday. Chal Yoyz Achar Shabbos, if Purim falls on a Sunday, so then Kfarim Magdimi Lo'im Akriso, Kfarim go back to Thursday, V'Yoros Doylois, Kfarim B'Reba Yoyim, they're going to read that day on Sunday, Umas Kovas Chama L'Machor, meaning on Monday. So the Gemara, Bon Kamer of Zehiro, Issachami, come see. Chal Yoyz L'Krochim B'Shabbos, when we said in the Mishnah, that if the surrounded cities, you mean if Tezvav falls on Shabbos, and the surrounding cities need to move their date, Kfarim B'Erev Shabbos, you're going to read on Erev Shabbos. Because we said that the open cities and the walled cities all read on a Friday. But then we said, Chal Yoyz L'Yoyz B'Shabbos, when the open cities have a Shabbos, meaning the Yudal falls on a Shabbos, we said, Yidochul Yom HaKniso, it moves to Thursday. So what's that? Why, when we talk about the walled cities, when it falls on Shabbos, you move to Friday? But in the open cities, when it falls on Shabbos, you move to Thursday. So answer the Gemara of Lo, V'kvoit krochim shelo yu oimrim, re'inu krochim v'kforim. That's the Gisra of Chaim, Kroim Kachas. You know why? When Tisvah falls on a Shabbos, so we move the walled cities to Friday, not to Thursday? Because we don't, it's the covenant of the walled cities not to treat them like small villages, to say, oh, you read in the same day like a small villages on Thursday. Says the Gemara, Me'ato, again using Gisa Reb Chaim, Ayoros lo yidoch liyom akrisos. So why the non-walled cities, when Yudal falls on a Shabbos, you move it to Thursday? Shelo yoyim reinu kfarim v'ayoros kreim ka'achas. The same problem, that you're going to treat the open big cities like the small villages, and they're both going to read it on Thursday. And the Gemara asks more. Me'ato chalet b'sheni. When Purim falls on a Monday, the Ayoros and Kfarim, they both read on Monday. Chalios b'chamishi. When they fall on Thursday, both read on Thursday. What about the kavod of the Ayoros? So the Gemara stays with the question right now. The Gemara says, comes out, if you're so makpid on the kavod, so why these halachas don't apply when you speak about the open cities? Continues the Gemara, according to Reb Chaim, this is a new sentence to come and bring an opposing opinion. Chalios b'shabes. When the Tesvav falls on a Shabbos, that we said that we're moving the Krochen to Friday, Ashkachtani, we found a Brice that says, Kfarim ve'ayorois ve'krochim krochim kachas. They're all going to read it on Thursday. Not like the opinion that we said in our Mishnah that says that they read everybody, and that ayorois and krochim read on Friday, but everybody moves to Thursday. So here's the one that Avdalim with base and says, first of all, ve'atanya, this Brice, lo'nosiv afilo liberia. He doesn't give kavod to anybody, because the whole reason we said not to move to Thursday is in order to give kavod to the krochim. We asked about the ayoros. This brisa holds, I don't have any problem with kavod. They all can read it on a Thursday. Now, so if you're moving the krochim from Shabbos to Thursday, why are you moving the ayoros, the open cities, that can read on a Friday? Why are you moving that? So the more the islay, this price hold, shaloi kodmu krochim la ayoros. You can't have the walled city reading before the ayoros. So the walled city reading on Thursday, so the ayoros also moved to Thursday. The islay kol shunit chumim koyimo yidoch liyom akrisa. And he holds as well, once you move it, you move to yom akrisa. You don't go to Friday. So if you can't read on Shabbos, you move to yom akrisa, which is a Thursday. Says the Gemara, according to Reb Chaim, the Girsa is Masnis, so this Brayso, so the Rebbe, that's the sheet of Rebbe. Because Rebbe Oimer, Kulom, Yedoch, Liyom, Akriso, everybody moves to Thursday. The Islay, the old, like we just said, Shalai Kod Mukrochim La Yoris, that the walled city cannot read before the open cities. And the Islay called Shonit Chum Mukrochim, Yedoch, Liyom, Akriso, and he holds what we just explained in the Brayso, that you always move to Yom Akriso, and now you don't read it on Friday. And according to this Girsa that we just brought Rebbe to say, that's the Brisa, and then the Gemara repeated itself to explain the reasoning, even though we just said it before, sometimes the Yerushalmi repeats itself. But Reb Chaim brings another Girsa over here, the Girsa that Tosfos read, that says in Rebbe, Ayoros Yidochu Liyom Akriso, meaning our Mishnah. Rebbe is going like our Mishnah. And he holds that only the Ayoros move to Yom Akriso. They go from Shabbos to Thursday, but not the Krochim, not the walled cities. According to that, the Gemara comes to explain. So according to Rebbe, the Ayoros need to Yom Akriso because you move to Yom Akriso. So if so, why does he say that the Krochim, the walled cities, you read on Friday? So the more these, they should call them Krochim Ayoros. Because if the Purim, Yudal, falls on a Friday, the Ayoros read on Friday because that's the right day. Krochim can be before Ayoros, so you can't move it to Yom Akriso, so they read on Friday as well. But when you do move the Ayoros, you move them to Thursday because you move it to Yom Akriso. The Krochim, I have a technical problem, I can't move them to Yom Akriso because they can't be before the Ayoros. Hey, Ach Avdin Uvdo, says the Gemara. So, what is Allah Chalamaisa? Omav Yisro Kemasniso. Like our Mishnah, and according to the second Gisra we had before, the Gemara just explained our Mishnah, Aliba the Rebbe. So, the Wabon Kamei of Zoyro. The answer in front of Zoyro, Kemado at Omar Tamon, Chali Yois Lakrochim Bishabis, Korim Be'ev Shabbos. Chali Yois Layoros Bishabis, He Korim Be'ev Shabbos. The same way you said, by the Krochim. The Gemara basically seems seemingly repeating the question we said before, but it's just from a different angle. The Gemara said the same way we said now, that the Krochim, when they move from Shabbos, they move to Friday. So also the Ayoros, they should move to Friday, not to Thursday. So meaning the Gemara before asked, why don't you say that the walled cities move to Thursday? Now the Gemara said, okay, the walled cities, we don't move to Thursday. But why the Ayoros, you move to Thursday, not to Friday? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela masniso betrain tanoyim. Our Mishnah is really Machlokes Tanoim. Tanoim Kadmoy, the first Tana holds Sovar Meimar Kol Shu Nitchum Koyim Yidoch Yom Akriso. Whatever is moved to Yom Akriso, meaning move from Shabbos to Thursday. So therefore, the Ayoros that falls on Shabbos, when Yudal falls on Shabbos, you move from Shabbos to Thursday. Tana Churno, the other Tana holds Sovar Meimar Kol Shu Nitchum Koyim Yidoch Yom Akriso. When you move something, you don't move to Yom Akriso, you move to Friday. And the Gemara, according to this, is ignoring the solution that we said before, that the reason why you move to Yom Akriso, because we always have to move to Yom Akriso. And the reason why Krochim cannot read on Yom Akriso, because you can't have Krochim before Ayoros. So here's the point out, according to the first gear, so we said the name of Reb Chaim, the gear, so that we have in our Gemara, it's more glad, because we never brought that svaro to explain why Krochim is going to be on a Friday. And that's what the Gemara is addressing right now. According to the gear, so Tosfos read, so the Gemara addressed, and the Gemara now is bringing another opinion to explain it a little differently. So the Gemara alone, Ken Omar Rav Chatanyo. So Rav said it's the same Tano. The reason why the walled cities can read on a Friday, because what we learned before, Yudalid is the main Zman Kriya for everybody, even for the walled cities. So when the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, they go to Friday because that's their time, because Yudalid works for everybody. Says the Gemara of the Kavasol, but if that's true, so the same thing will apply to the open cities. Chalios la yoros b'Shabbos, when you dial it, falls on a Shabbos. You should, why are you moving it to Thursday? Do it on a Friday. Why? The 13th was the day of Milchoma. And we know that day there was no rest. So it's a day that is really involved in Purim. So the Gemara here says, L'chura, for sure you should be able to read on a Friday, because Friday is the time of the Milchoma. Now that's the simple way to understand. I mean, the Gemara is really bringing a question. You explained to me that the Krochim can read on Friday because that's the Iker day. So if, according to that, Ayaros should be able to read on Friday as well because that's the day of the war. But according to what we explained the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara brought the sentence, the Gemara said that Yud Gimel is not a day of Purim, because Purim is a day of Menucha, it's a day of rest, and Yud Gimel is not a day of rest. You could still read on Yud Gimel, said the Gemara, because if you could read it, you dial it in your base, and you're reading and you dial it to Zvav, so of course you read the middle day. That's what the Gemara said before. So according to that, maybe the question is not a question and answer, it's a statement. Friday, if it's Yud Gimel, is not the right time to read the Megillah for Ayaris, because it's not a day of rest. So yes, you're allowed to read Yud Gimel, that's one of the 5 days you can read the Megillah. But if I have to, when I'm moving it from Shabbos, I'll move it to the Yom HaKniso. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Tani, we found the Braisa, so we're going to use here the Gears of Reb Chaim. Kfarim Korim B'Yom HaKniso, the Kfarim read on the day of Kniso, which reads a Thursday. V'ayoros G'doylis Nitchim B'Yom Shabbos, there was those read it on a Friday. Meaning, we do find a brisa that says that you don't move the Ayaris from Shabbos to Thursday, you do the Ayaris on a Friday, not like our Mishnah. So Thursday will be the time for the villages, Friday for the Ayaris, and the Mukovas Chomer will read on Sunday, which is Tezvav. Says the Gemara, Yach Avdin Uvdo, so what's Aloch Lamaisa? Omav Yaisa Leis Efshar, Vin Efshar Kemasniso. Meaning, in our calendar, that will never happen. Because as we mentioned before, Purim will never fall on Shabbos, because then Yom Kippur will be falling right next to Shabbos. So you can't have Purim on Shabbos. But if it did happen, we will do like the Mishnah, meaning to move it from Shabbos to Thursday. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Dalet.